Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You said something interesting late that I want to get in into a conversation about. But before that, just listen, we don't have to go through them because I don't have the want to, if I'll be honest, to read all the names of the players that they brought back. That
little
they
P squad
signed,
action.
They signed to the practice squad of the 16. But did any of them jump out? Was it anybody that you were like, yes, I'm glad they brought back, or anybody that jumped back out?
I think is it Cam Irving?
Cam Irving. Yep. They signed him kind of late.
Signed late. Blake Fisher got a lot of run this preseason. I think he did a hell of a job. I think Bobby Slowick will have the ability to overcome, you know, an injury up front if it does indeed happen.
You ever watch Bobby?
But I'm not real comfortable. I'm being completely honest with you. With two guys that have missed time, two guys that had off-season surgery at the tackle position, I'm not real comfortable with a rookie, you know, that really has played, you know, three preseason games, didn't play in the last one, being the guy that you depend on if somebody goes down. So I think it's a good insurance policy there with Cam Irving being on the practice squad.
Yeah, that jumps out. Yeah, and he was coming in for Laremy Tunsil at left tackle late.
Yep.
Especially in that joint practice with the Rams. He was the one when Laremy was tapping out to come in to replace. So, yeah, veteran guy that you know has at least been there. I don't think he's as talented as Blake Fisher right now. But I think somebody you may trust a little bit more. I get that. That makes sense.
Well, just having options. You know, I mean, I don't the deal with Blake Fisher is I really don't know what to make of Blake Fisher. I don't think any of us will until we see him in real game action where it's not just, you know, hey, let's get one drive here. I mean, we won't know until we see him get, you know, a half of NFL football in there. And I just like the insurance policy of, hey, it ain't working out. We're not going to have to move Broker out there. Or we're not going to have to move, what was my man last year? Dieter. We moved Dieter out there all of a sudden, and he got smoked. And so
I hope he has a job somewhere, by the way.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. But so that's really, I mean, Fisher, if that's your go-to, cool. You've seen enough. You feel comfortable with Fisher. All right, let's ride. Now, if Fisher struggles, what are we going to do? According to this roster, you're in a tough spot. But now that Cam Irving is on the roster, I'm assuming that would be their emergency backup plan if Fisher's not getting it done or if there's another injury. So that makes me feel a little more comfortable.
Yeah. All right. You talked about this yesterday, especially as the news trickled out about Christian Harris, who's going to have to miss at least 4 weeks. Then you tack that on with Denico Autry, who was going to be an inside-outside player, who's got to ask to miss 6 weeks.
No, God!
And really, now your linebacker depth depth is tested because it wasn't real strong after the top two guys. You looked, there was a significant, but a nice drop off from the top two guys. And then there was always questions from the jump with the interior defensive line, and now you lose Autry. In that, you spoke about it yesterday. You know, hey, you start to look at them up the middle defensively. You gotta take a look, and there's something that could be a bit of a concern coming up as the season starts, especially kicking it off with the run game that the Colts can bring to the table with Shane Steichen and that group. And I throw out to you and the people, is would you say this is to a point where maybe panic time there? Have you reached that point of it, or where would you say you are in terms of that up the middle? Because you brought it up, and I thought it was a good thought.
I can't panic about anything on this defense right now, given how they upgraded their personnel across the board. But it could turn to panic real quick. I mean, it is a deep concern. You know, the one position after free agency that I don't think they addressed the way that they would like to have addressed, obviously, by their actions, was the interior defensive line. And now, as we sit right now, you know, two of the top three guys that they did sign, one of them is DeNico Autry. You said he's out for 6 weeks. Tim Settle is another one that came in.
He just returned to practice
that missed
today.
The bulk of camp and just returned to practice today. So we don't know really what kind of shape he's in. And then on top of that, you got Kurt Heinisch, who was going to be definitely a part of your rotation and a guy that could spell some of these other guys to keep him fresh for the fourth quarter. Well, he's on IR and apparently out 4 weeks. And so that group in the middle, which let's just look at it from a standpoint of the down four linemen need to command some level of commitment from the offensive line. Like if opposing offensive lines can just get to the second level right now, or they can double and push your D tackles or DNs into linebacker linebacker laps, then you've got major problems. And so even if we're just talking about Toa Toa and we're talking about Al-Shaair and those guys playing downhill, it's going to be hard to do if your defensive tackles can't hold up. If they can't hold up, and we're talking about holding up for four quarters now, guys. There's a reason why teams run it in the first half and then stick to it when they haven't been real impressive, because in the fourth quarter, late third, early fourth, they're gonna run it down your throat. You're gonna soften up, and then you're gonna have problems, right? And so even the downhill, older school, hard nosed linebackers that like to play downhill and are more physical, they struggle if the D line ain't holding up. You know, then you factor in, well, you've lost by far your most athletic linebacker to play sideline to sideline and to give you a chance against Anthony Richardson, at least corralling him at some point, and you've lost that guy too. So, yeah, I would say up the middle of this defense is a big-time concern, something we've got to watch for, and given that you play the Colts right out of the gate, it could turn to panic real quick, absolutely.
See some people chiming in here on the text line, YouTube and Twitch.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.